Hello, and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us. We are the change in the world, in our world. Our thoughts, our feelings, our attitudes, and our actions to all that happens, to all that is happening right now, all that we ever even dare think may happen. We hold the key to shifting this financial and economic nature within us, within our world, within the world. It starts with each of us. We do this each day to get closer and closer to being who we really are through meditation, by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are by divine right. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm going to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 178. There is no clarity with clutter. There is no clarity with clutter. When I first read this message today, I thought about how often we want things to be just right, how good we want them to be, instead of recognizing that they already are. And so therefore, what gets in the way of our goodness is the clutter we've accumulated, big and small, known and unknown. Because you see, it already is good. And everything that we desire is here right now. And our next right motion is here right now. Our direct connection to God consciousness is here right now. And the only thing that gets in the way of our knowing, being, and acting from this place that we're in right now, clear connection to God, all is good, is clutter. Clutter. We think of clutter as a physical stuff, things we've accumulated all around us, physical things, whether they be stacks of clothes or papers or boxes. But clutter is more than that. They could be emotions that you let build up and build up and build up that aren't even real or based on reality today. They've been clogging your system, so to speak, all this time, and the event is long gone. The person has moved on, and yet you are still holding on to these emotions, shared or not shared. All this stuff is, in a sense, clogging up your inner works, like clogging up your pipeline to God with your emotions, with your upsets, with your anger, with the stuff you never said but wished you said, by the stuff that you held on to all this time, how hurt you were, how abandoned you felt. So clutter is also emotions. Clutter is also your mental thinking, how you think something is supposed to be. You see, we get stuck on our own path, and so therefore we don't often find and connect with God's path. We think some reason we know more than God, and we've been given free will, so we're allowed to, of course, explore any path we want. And so oftentimes we get on the path of thinking, well, if I just do this thing, then I'll get this thing. If I just do one more of this thing, then I'll do this thing. Even though I don't like it, if I just dig one more hole, whatever that is, then I'll be allowed to do the right thing, or I'll be able to afford to do the right thing. That's that mental thinking that your way is better than God's way, or you will know the right timing rather than follow God's timing. That sense of putting off till tomorrow what you know is really in your highest best good today. That is mental thinking. All of these things are a type of clutter. So you get your physical clutter, you get your emotional clutter, you have your mental clutter. And then you know what? You also can have your spiritual clutter. Some people jump from one path of enlightenment to another, so they believe. They're checking them all out. Oh, let me see if this works. And this doesn't seem to get me the end I want. Then I check out this one. And this doesn't seem to lead where I want to go. Then I do this one. And all the time, the path has always been inside. All the time, God consciousness has been with you consistently inside. For you will never find truly God outside. And you're waiting for the miracle instead of seeing the miracle right now. Like just Saturday, in fact, a man was found 11 days after the first earthquake of 7.0 magnitude in Haiti. Yesterday, a miracle. It's that knowing this inside with absolute conviction that miracles are here right now allows you to see miracles and for them to be revealed to you. But if you are stuck up on this other stuff, you miss it all. When we're stuck in our own world, it tends to be a pretty small world. We don't see the bigger world. It seems tight, compressed, almost strangling and stifling at times. For we are in clutter. Clutter is this jumble, confusion, as if all the stuff is littered all around you and there is disorder and disarray. It doesn't matter what kind of clutter you're in or how much, maybe just a little bit, it seems. Clutter blocks your passageway to clarity. Clarity literally means clear. Clarity means clearness in all of its senses. Like a bright, clear day, there are no clouds in the sky. Open and clear path. It's like you know exactly your next right steps. You know and feel and see in your mind's eye exactly where you're going. There's absolutely no confusion. There is nothing muddying the water. It is not turbid. It is crystal clear, free from any obstacles, real or imagined. And your mind is at rest. It feels positive, certain, with no hesitation, no holding back, no second guessing, no guilt. This is clarity. All its various senses of being clear. When I read today's message, I also thought of a client from several years ago. Her name is Sandra. And Sandra was brought to me by her boyfriend because she was not able to achieve her vision, her goal, what she thought she was meant to be, a successful businesswoman. When I first met her, she was working for other companies, and she was a shopper. She was a person who was like a quality shopper, and she would, in essence, unbeknown to stores, would be a buyer, and she'd be rating their quality. She did this for other companies, and she also put in supplies for different companies and different stores, usually grocery chains and things of that sort. And she had this vision of having her own business, of being this type of shopper. And she had a life filled with clutter. Physical clutter, emotional clutter, mental clutter. You see, Sandra thought she knew how everything was supposed to be, but things were not working out right. And she had allowed all kinds of things because she really inside was overwhelmed with a sense of fear, unspoken, and that's why she also acted in a certain sense as if she had it all in control, because in truth, she had very little in control. Her closet was filled with clothes stacked up on the floor. She had pockets of things stacked up all over her house physically. She had 3 years' worth of taxes that had not been filed. Sandra had a life of clutter. And so you may ask, well, where do you begin with all this clutter? Because maybe you have clutter, even physically, maybe not to that degree. But where do you start? And there is a saying, and crucially, there is great truth. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. It looks overwhelming. Takes up the whole view. That's what all she could see was clutter. All she could feel was clutter. You know, stuffed. Too stuffed to move. Oh, yes, and there was this weight issue also. So where did we start? We started with the bedroom, a sacred place. We simply started with the clothes, separating the clothes, dividing the clothes, what to keep, what to get rid of, what we're not sure of, moving the stuff out that we're not keeping, dividing again, subdividing again, the clothes we think we want, okay, we sort through those again, till we're absolutely sure these are the ones. We whittled it down. And then we had all this paper, all these stacks of things. Can't do it all at once. We sort through it. A stack at a time, a room at a time. Don't make it bigger than you need to. And a day at a time. We set time frames. What were we going to get done in the next 30 days? Break it down week by week. We worked through all the clutter. Then we could get to the bills, to the IRS. We worked through the clutter. We found what was important. We sorted it in the right places. Sandra got very good at eliminating physical clutter. And as she did, her mind got more clear and her conviction became certain. She really wanted this business. And she was learning about the importance of organization. And she did start her business. And she was able to convert people who she worked for to be her customers. And she grew. And she grew and ended up having a business that had branches in 3 states the last time I was working with her. She hired people to work for her and help keep her on top of the physical clutter. And she became very successful. And really, a relatively short period of time. As the clutter disappeared, her clarity, her conviction, her knowingness, her nowness became crystal clear. And her energy level went up with it. And I mentioned her weight. We handled that too. And without doing anything in quote special, we became more conscious of eating and were able to get on the right path with relative ease because all these emotional drags that were overwhelming her were no longer there. A lot happened in a short time for Sandra, and she was able to get on her right path with clarity in every facet of her life. Every facet. Oh, and by the way, her boyfriend, she became more clear about that relationship also. Before, she was clinging as a lifeline at the beginning when she was overwhelmed with all the clutter in her life at every level. And as it got cleared out, she was able to distinguish, is he simply a lifeline or is he a life partner? This is the value of clearing the clutter. To see how when you do that, what is possible. That's just one person. There is no clarity with clutter. So I ask you today, wherever you are in your life, heighten your awareness to clutter. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be scared of it. Don't be overwhelmed by it. simply heighten your awareness to where there's clutter. It could simply be your desk or your dresser. Start with one place. Maybe it's your kitchen cabinets. It doesn't matter where it is. Select one place and come up with a plan to break it down. Give yourself a time frame, 1 day, 1 week, 1 month, depending on what it is and what does not create overwhelm within you and yet allows you to see the end easily. Allow yourself to see this clutter, see it gone, and feel inspired to clear it now so you may be one with all the gifts of clarity. Simply select one area, just one area. I know you say there may be many. Select one. It could be your car. There could be all kinds of stuff in it. Select one. Feel how that feels as you're in the process of clearing the clutter. And feel how it feels when everything is no longer a jumble. When the litter is discarded and things are in order. Simply notice your feeling, your energy level. There is no clarity with clutter. Powerful, powerful message. I feel you'll discover will energize you in amazing ways. Now I invite you to join me in meditation to receive our inner boost to clear the path, to clear the clutter. I invite you to breathe inside. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Slow, calm, relaxed. Focusing on your heart center. Feeling your chest rise and fall. Like the waves of the ocean. Gentle rhythm, aligned with the energy of the universe. Allowing yourself to drop below the waves, all the stuff on the surface of life, and come inside to the sea of love at the center of your being. Notice the color inside. Feel the peace. The harmony. As your whole being becomes one. This peace and harmony inside. Notice the spiraling light or the bright light calling out to you. Perhaps golden white. perhaps a pinhole. Simply breathe to the center of your being, to this light calling out to you. See and feel this light growing brighter and brighter, wider and wider, as you breathe into it now. Allowing yourself to be one with the love, the light, a mother, father, God. Here for you right now, at the center of your being. Feel this light touching you from the inside out, lighting you up with absolute peace, strength, conviction, knowingness, peace, joy, bliss, balance, rest here in the center of your being. Feeling all this and more. Dear ones, this is the place of your inner soul. Some would say your true mind, the mind of God within you. Feel God's love working through every cell and atom of your being. As you feel this peace stretching out from your heart center to the bottom of your feet, to the tips of your fingers, to the top of your head, looking at this sea of love, notice how crystal clear it is. Notice if there are any shadows, seemingly hidden figures beneath the sea. If there are any spots or seems cloudy, muddy, simply open your heart and your inner mind and see those shadows and pockets of mud eyes of love. God's eyes of love. You may ask what they are, who they are. You know. As each is handled through love, your inner sea of love becomes more and more clear. Ask about the first shadow here deep inside that God desires you to clear. Your higher self and your angels are here to assist you. What action, conversation, activity is ready to be complete now? Perfect. Make your commitment inside to your higher self, knowing everything you need, all the help, assistance, words, and strength are here for you now to complete whatever it is that is holding you back from complete clarity now. See that situation. Feel that situation with love flowing from your heart. Knowing Mother, Father, God, your entire angelic team are here paving the path for you now under grace. Know it is done. Feel the love. Feel the gratitude. Feel how blessed I am. And notice your inner sea of love is that much clearer now. Now it's time, dear ones, to come back to our everyday living and live from this truth, seeing and feeling love working through our clutter first, knowing it is done, feeling the peace, and acting from this place now. And so, as we began, we breathe long, deep, gentle, slow, calm breaths back to the surface. Breaking through those waves ever so gently. Remembering the love and light at the center of our being. And staying centered in the shifting waves. Knowing I am one, Mother, Father, God. all is well. Breathing into your hands and your feet, squeezing them ever so gently. Breathing into your heart and your head. Welcome back, dear ones. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Be clear, connection to God of love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Our path is within. I am God in action. Let there be grace. Thank you, God. Thank you, Mother Earth.
And so it is. God bless. Namaste.